Here we go. Time to do the podcast thing again. This is the 90.5 WESA Social Club for the weekend of June 20th, 2014. Hello. Thanks for downloading us. I'm Josh Rawlerson. I am the morning host on 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station. And early to bed, early to rise is kind of how it goes with me. It's not so much a personal motto as a job description. But never fear, Rachel Carlson has a normal circadian schedule. She's up late. She's out doing things, meeting people. When I'm fast asleep at, 8:30 p.m., getting ready to get up early and do morning edition, Rachel Carlson is just getting started. Rachel works for Yelp Pittsburgh. It's her job to be up on whatever's happening in the fun department. She is our expert. She is our senior fun correspondent and is here to help you make your plans for this weekend as summer is flying by really fast.
Can you believe it's almost July?
No.
This summer goes really fast.
Well, once July 4th happens, I think.
It's kind of sad moment. There's less summer ahead of us than behind us.
And especially with the polar vortex, I'm thinking I don't want to feel winter anytime soon.
Yeah. I'm going to give it like 6 or 8 weeks, and then I think I'm probably going to be like, all right, I'm ready for some chillier temperatures.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's not talk about this anymore. Right. You're making me get down already. So let's talk about the fun things.
Hey, yeah, let's talk about that. What's going on? What's happening?
The big event of the summer, I should say, is the Urban Garden Party.
That's the big event.
I would say so. I mean, I think it's one of the most fun parties in Pittsburgh of the summer. It's just, it's as I was saying last week, it's just a bunch of fun people getting together to enjoy great
horticulture.
Yes. Yes. No.
What is there? Other stuff involved too?
Yeah. It's at the museum, the Mattress Factory Museum. Okay. So you might not get horticulture unless there's an exhibit of horticulture.
But there is a garden somewhere in the mix.
Yes. It is in the garden.
It's in a garden. Okay.
It's in a garden. Yes. That is confirmed.
Very good.
A part of the garden. And so you get to roam the museum. And I think what they do a great job of is featuring local restaurants. Mm-hmm. So it's not one of those events where the museum is obviously the reason you're going there, but it's not necessarily just little bites, one drink, you're done. It's booths and booths and booths of vendors serving up great local bites and getting some great cocktails and just having a fun time. They have a DJ. And again, the people watching is awesome. And you get to have a fun time for the summer and kind of kick it off, I would say.
Are there any new restaurants that you're digging lately?
I have really, really been obsessed with Grit and Grace lately.
I keep hearing that name. People like it.
It's so amazing. I was just at Pittsburgh Magazine Best Restaurants Party. And I saw Brian, who's one of the owners of Grit and Grace. And I said, it's been amazing watching the progression of the restaurant. So you started off, you test some things out, you get through some bumps, and hopefully you become a great restaurant. And this place just has flourished and I think is becoming one of the best restaurants in Pittsburgh, to be honest.
What do they make that you like?
So they do dim sum, but it's not necessarily in the traditional dim sum sense where you would think. It's more of it's American with a lot of hints of other different kind
like,
of cultures.
Like a fusion thing? Or
yeah,
is that a
very much
now?
Fusion. Yeah. Okay. But I love the small plates ideas. You get a tray coming right to your side and you get to pick 5 different options of whatever they're featuring.
Okay, so you're a food and restaurant expert, right? That's your
profession. Okay. I like food.
Just go with me.
I like restaurants.
Explain to me the difference between dim sum and tapas. I mean, other than that one is sort of Mediterranean and one is sort of Asian, but like in this context of fusion and mixing together all these different ethnicities, what's the difference? It's just tiny plates, right?
I would say there's not much difference.
Okay.
You don't have to be that frustrated.
All right, QED.
Yeah.
Tiny plates.
Not that much difference. Okay. Just the you know what? These small tapas, small plates, you think plates flat, mm-hmm. and then dim sum, you think bowls.
There you go.
There you go. The mystery solved.
I'm satisfied.
Yes.
Thank you for indulging me there.
Okay, good.
What else is going on?
So we also have the Northside Sandwich Week. Actually pronounced sandwich, but you know, Sandwich Week. And that's going to be with all the different Northside restaurants. And it runs from Friday, June 20th through Thursday, June 26th. And you get to just get specials on sandwiches, which is amazing, I think.
What's the best sandwich on the Northside?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Pepe's obviously has the Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Which is a big one, I would say. I think that it's really interesting in terms of seeing what people put out, especially when
they... So hamburgers count as sandwiches in this?
I would say so. Yeah, because Benjamin's is going to be participating, and they're a burger place, and they're very good. And I think that it's one of Pittsburgh's favorite pastimes is the sandwiches. So I really think you can't miss out, and I think that... With this, you get a great sampling at discounted rates, and you can hop around in the North Side, which I think is a very underrated neighborhood, and maybe discover a favorite new restaurant.
Okay, fries on the sandwich, yay or nay?
Yay.
Coleslaw?
Yay.
In all cases?
Yay.
No exceptions?
I mean, I'm into any kind of toppings, but I am not a Permanis hater. I love Permanis.
Right.
I think they're delicious. I love taking people from out of town. I can't say anything bad.
Like, do people?
Oh yeah, there's people that will say it's overrated or it's gross. Or if you actually watch them putting together the sandwich and think about it, because they maybe I shouldn't say this because I don't know if I have seen them wearing gloves. Hopefully, they wash their hands. Yeah.
I'm sure they comply with all of the applicable state and local laws and regulations.
Whenever you watch them making a sandwich, it's just them slapping the ingredients on. So it's like taking the coleslaw, slap, taking the fries, slap.
Well, it's an experience, right?
It is.
Like the sandwiches are fine. They're good. I like them.
Yes.
I'm sort of indifferent to the product itself, but you go there, you know, to experience and more often expose somebody from out of town to what it's like to eat a sandwich with fries and coleslaw on it and sit there and do the whole thing.
And probably leave smelling like Permanis as well.
If all goes well.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Yeah, I love it. So Northside Sandwich Week, maybe you'll find your next Permanis sandwich.
Right.
Or if you're a hater, you'll find something.
Alternative.
Yeah, an alternative to that.
Alternative.
And then we have Hometown Homegrown. So a lot of foods. Sorry about the beer missing this week, but
I'll get by.
Okay. Okay. Hopefully.
Yeah. But
food is great, so it's okay. So the Hometown Homegrown is at the History Center, which it's kind of a museum weekend, I guess, because with the admission to the museum, you get to go to the Hometown Homegrown, which is up on the fifth floor, I believe, in their ballroom. And there's a ton of different food vendors that you can try from and get a taste of local cuisine and see local farms there. So obviously the farm to table movement is big and Hometown Homegrown supports that. And so I know Sorgel's is there and Turner's Dairy and also like last year they did pierogies and this year I believe it's meatballs is the theme, which I'm always up for a good meatball.
Who isn't?
I know, really.
Who doesn't like meatballs? Well, vegetarians, I suppose.
There's vegetarian meatballs.
Really?
Yeah, at Sienna. At Sienna
really?
Down.
I'm sure there's a product called vegetarian meatballs, but.
It's good. Well, I've had chicken meatballs, pork meatballs.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Beef meatballs.
Turkey, yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah, that's all good.
Vegetarian.
Well, you mentioned pierogies. My wife, who has a gluten intolerance, doesn't eat gluten, came up with and executed a recipe for gluten-free pierogies, and they were awesome. She's not Polish. She's not from Pennsylvania. She has no prior experience with pierogies. I can't claim to be an expert either, but I've been here long enough, and I've eaten, you know, several pounds of pierogies in my time here. I feel like I like to think I could, you know, pass judgment more or less credibly, and they were awesome. Shout out to my wife. You can't get them anywhere in town.
Well, I'm ready to taste them.
Awesome gluten-free pierogies. It can be done.
I'm ready to taste them.
So I guess on that basis, I'm willing to believe that such a thing as vegetarian meatballs could be a thing and could be delicious.
Okay,
so there you go.
Don't hate.
You're opening my mind again.
Okay. And your wife with her delicious pierogies. We have to try really hard to have gluten-free things taste good.
Man, you're really limiting yourself. There's gluten in everything.
But there are great gluten-y, and Squirrel Hill is an example.
They're not just gluten-free, they're vegan too. So they are playing with a really diminished set of resources and do pretty well with it.
And sweets, which I think is even harder than just regular savory.
If we ever find out sugar's bad for you, and then I realized that's insane.
It is probably bad.
It's worse than like cocaine and tobacco put together.
Whatever, I'm still going to eat sugar. So we'll get our food fixed this weekend,
okay,
for sure.
All right, and then like give it a couple days, sleep it off.
We'll be good to go. Sleep your food coma off. We'll be good to go for the next week.
Let the pierogi bloat
subside. Yes.
Thanks again, Rachel. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, the pierogi bloat. There is really no hangover like a carb hangover. If you've got any hangover remedies of any sort, why not send them to us on Twitter? 90.5 WESA is at 905 WESA. I'm Josh Wallerson. My Twitter is at WESA Josh. Rachel Carlson from Yelp, of course, is at Yelp Pittsburgh. All of us would love to hear from you, love to include you in our little social club on whatever social media platform you favor. Get in touch with us. You can find more on all of these events and many others at WESA.FM, the website for Pittsburgh's NPR news station, and naturally at Yelp.com. Thanks for listening to us this week. We'll hope you download us next week. You can subscribe, by the way, via iTunes, or you can just keep visiting the website, which again is at WESA.FM. Our theme music written by Josh Mobley for Select Tracks Music. Follow Josh at Josh Mobley Music on Twitter. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.